The new movie, 50 Shades of Grey, seems bound to be the year's first big hit. That is bound in a manner of speaking, of course. The kinky romance books have sold over 100 million copies, and the film version, opening next weekend, has already sold out across the country. NPR's Netta Ulaby says that may be partly due to its roots in another monstrously successful book and movie franchise.
50 Shades of Grey started as fan fiction for Twilight.
You're beautiful.
About the forbidden love of virginal Bella and Edward, the sparkly vampire.
Beautiful. This is the skin of a killer, Bella.
Thousands, maybe millions of people dreamed of Twilight stories of their own, including a British writer named Erica Mitchell, now better known by the pen name E.L. James. She started writing Twilight fanfiction on her phone during her commute and shared it on fanfiction websites. She revamped Edward into a bossy billionaire named Christian Grey.
My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
People have always taken and retold each other's stories, says English professor Anne Jameson. For example, William Makepeace Thackeray rewrote the novel Ivanhoe in 1850. Is that fan fiction?
He didn't call it that, but yeah, essentially. I mean, he wrote a story called Rebecca and Rowena because he felt like almost everybody else that Ivanhoe should have ended up with Rebecca.
That's what fanfiction does. Imagine alternate romances, endings, settings, and stories from Ivanhoe to Star Trek.
It is less powerful people writing about the stories told by more powerful people.
Often they're women writers adding risque elements.
Like sex.
I've never wanted a human's blood so much in my life.
I just thought it was a passionate love story. I found it erotic. I found it, well, is that really?
That's the author of 50 Shades of Grey on NPR 2 years ago. Like other writers of Twilight fanfiction, she wanted to explore aspects of her favorite characters more deeply, like the vampire Edward's creepy obsession with control.
I still don't know if I can control myself.
I can't ever lose control with you.
E.L. James found a way of doing that by making her character a kinky man.
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
50 Shades of Grey is filled with Twilight's DNA. Its Pacific Northwest location, the hero's copper hair, the heroine's habit of lip biting.
When you change their names, it's called filing the serial numbers off.
Andrew Schaefer writes about the book industry. He says publishers appreciate fanfiction's enormous built-in audience as long as it's been changed enough to avoid 50 Shades of legal problems.
You couldn't tell, for instance, that 50 Shades of Grey was a Twilight fanfiction. If you say, hey, you know, that's a Twilight fanfiction, they go, there are no vampires in it.
That's why Schaefer decided to write a fanfiction of 50 Shades of Grey.
And turn the characters back into vampires.
His parody, 50 Shames of Earl Grey, ended up being published as a book. It follows a wealthy gentleman of depraved tastes who falls for a clumsy clerk at Walmart.
Hello, Miss Steele.
He says, gazing at me gazingly with his gazing gray eyes. Mr. Grey.
I happen to be in the area, and here you are.
He says.
What a pleasant surprise.
Did you find everything you were looking for today?
Actually, no.
He says.
Would you care to join me for coffee?
Is Earl Grey asking me out on a date?
50 Shades of Earl Grey went through a few legal readings prior to publication. That's because the 50 Shades team is famously protective of its lucrative intellectual property. A few years ago, a woman throwing unauthorized 50 Shades lingerie parties received a cease and desist letter because, the author's agent said at the time, you can't just hijack something someone else owns. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.